ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, text number 29, chapter 7, chapter is entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. Please repeat after me. Jara, jara marana mokshaya. Jara marana mokshaya mama svitya yatantiye mama svitya yatantiye te brahma tadvidu krishnam te brahma tadvidu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakilam adhyatmam karma chakilam Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities. Purport: birth, death, old age, and diseases affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. There is no birth, death, old age, and disease for the spiritual body. So, one who attains a spiritual body becomes one of the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in eternal devotional service is really liberated. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service as described in this verse. The pure devotees are transcendentally situated on the Brahman platform and they know everything about transcendental activities. Four kinds of impure devotees who engage themselves in the transcendental service of the Lord, achieve their respective goals, and by the grace of the Supreme Lord, when they are fully Krishna conscious, they actually enjoy spiritual association with the Supreme Lord. But those who are worshippers of demigods, they never reach the Supreme Lord in His supreme planet. Even the less intelligent Brahman-realized persons cannot reach the supreme planet of Krishna known as Goloka Vrindavan. Only persons who perform activities in Krishna consciousness, Mam Ashritya, are actually entitled to be called Brahman because they are actually endeavoring to reach the Krishna planet. Such persons have no misgivings about Krishna and thus they are factually Brahman. Those who are engaged in worshipping the form or archa of the Lord, or who are engaged in meditation on the Lord simply for liberation from material bondage, also know, by the grace of the Lord, the purports of Brahman, Adibhuta, etc., as explained by the Lord in the next chapter. I was told to read 7:30 also. Should I just go ahead? So we're going to read also text 30, and this is the last text of the chapter. I'll just read this myself. Sadi bhutadi daivam maham sadi yagyam chache viduhu prayana kale pichamam te vidur yukta chetasaha. Translation and purport.
Yeah.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Purport. Persons acting in Krishna consciousness are never deviated from the path of entirely understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the transcendental association of Krishna consciousness, one can understand how the Supreme Lord is the governing principle of the material manifestation and even of the demigods. Gradually, by such transcendental association, one becomes convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at the time of death, such a Krishna conscious person can never forget Krishna. Naturally, he is thus promoted to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Goloka Vrindavan. This seventh chapter particularly explains how one can become a fully Krishna conscious person. The beginning of Krishna consciousness is association of persons who are Krishna conscious. Such association is spiritual and puts one directly in touch with the Supreme Lord. And by His grace, one can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, one can really understand the constitutional position of the living entity and how the living entity forgets Krishna and becomes entangled in material activities. By gradual development of Krishna consciousness in good association, the living entity can understand that due to forgetfulness of Krishna, he has become conditioned by the laws of material nature. He can also understand that this human form of life is an opportunity to regain Krishna consciousness and that it should be fully utilized to attain the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. Many subjects have been discussed in this chapter: the man in distress, the inquisitive man, the man in want of material necessities, knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Paramatma, liberation from birth, death, and diseases, and worship of the Supreme Lord. However, he who is actually elevated in Krishna consciousness does not care for the different processes. He simply engages himself in activities of Krishna consciousness and thereby factually attains his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. In such a situation, he takes pleasure in hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service. He's convinced that by his doing so, all his objectives will be fulfilled. This determined faith is called Dridhavrata, and it is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga, or transcendental loving service. That is the verdict of all scriptures. This seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the substance of that conviction. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of knowledge of the Absolute. Jaramarana mukshaya mamasritya yatantiye te brahmatad vidu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakilam. Oh, great pleasure and happiness to be here in Shishi Radha Gopinath Mandir. This is my first Bhagavad Gita class here in this temple, so this is my great opportunity. And I'm begging all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, for your kind blessings that I may speak this topic of Bhagavad Gita for my own purification. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So this is the last two shlokas of the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. The seventh chapter is prefaced by the last shloka of the sixth chapter, which is a very important shloka. Yoginam api sarvesham madgante nantar atmana shradavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. That yoginam api sarvesham, that of all yogis, the one who is constantly thinking of me, then he's always remembering me with great faith. He's always worshipping me. He is the greatest of all yogis, Krishna says. That is my opinion. So Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. The first six chapters, the middle six chapters, and the end six chapters. So of all those 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, it's the middle six chapters that are the most important because they give knowledge of bhakti. And this seventh chapter, which we just went through just now, it is the beginning of that discussion of bhakti. And in this wonderful chapter, there are many, many different topics that are discussed. And we come to conclude and understand that pious persons, they become free from the dualities that arise from different forms of illusion. And they get engaged in devotional service, dridhavrata, with great faith and determination. And by this, they get liberation. They get this liberation through knowledge of Krishna. Teshan satatta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with faith, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So we get knowledge of Krishna by Krishna's mercy, by his grace. And we get that mercy, bhaktya mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. By performing devotional service, we can know Krishna in truth. And when we know Krishna in truth, then we can attain to the spiritual world. So devotional service, bhakti yoga, means to worship Krishna. There are nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevan, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani vednam. These nine processes of devotional service. And it begins with shravanam, hearing about Krishna. And then kirtanam, chanting Krishna's glories. And then Vishnu Smarnam, remembering Krishna. And in this age of Kali Yuga, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Steva Gatiranyata. That in the age of Kali, we should chant Krishna's names, chant Krishna's names, chant Krishna's names. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Therefore, the most essential process of devotional service in Kali Yuga is to engage in chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first, it was explained in the seventh chapter that we understand Krishna by hearing. And then we heard about how Krishna is both the source of the material worlds and also the spiritual worlds and all of the energies. Then we heard how there are three modes of material nature and they're all controlled by Krishna. Therefore, we should surrender to Krishna, which is actually the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman prichaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayi shamima suchaha. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions, ma suchaha, do not fear. And then we heard how four kinds of persons, they surrender to Krishna, and four kinds of persons, they never come to Krishna. Chatur vidha bhajante mam janaha sukriti no juna artar tar tar ti jigyasur gyani cha bharatar shabha. That four kinds of persons, they surrender to Krishna. Those who are in great distress, those who desire wealth, and those who are curious, and those who desire knowledge, these four surrender to Krishna. And then we've heard how four people, they never surrender to Krishna. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradamaha maya parita jnana asuham bhavama sritaha. That namam duskritino mudha, those who are mudha, those who are bereft like a donkey, bereft of all intelligence. Prapadin Narada Maha, the lowest of mankind. They get some knowledge about Krishna, but they just ignore Krishna. They don't take the mercy of Krishna. Maya Apita Jnana, their knowledge has been stolen away by illusion. And Asuram Bhavam, those who have the Bhav, the mood of Asuras. But even these people, if we take the Harinam Sankirtan and put in the ears of these people, or give them Krishna Prasadam, or if they even touch one of Prabhupada's books, if they even read one word of Bhagavad Gita, they'll be benefited. Therefore, we should do our best to spread Krishna consciousness, especially this loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then towards the end of the seventh chapter, we hear about demigod worship, worshippers of demigods, and those who worship the impersonal Brahman, and how their worship is misplaced. Because actually the worship of Krishna is the best, because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita says, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Of all the Ishwaras, Krishna is Parama. He is supreme. So one should not worship the demigods. One should not worship the impersonal Brahman. One's purposes are best served by worshiping Krishna, because Krishna is supreme. Just like if we pour water on the root of the tree, then all the leaves and the branches and the flowers of the tree are nourished. So we don't have to worship demigods. We don't have to worship the Brahman. We just have to worship Krishna. And the best way to worship Krishna in Kali Yuga is to chant his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And then we come to the end of the seventh chapter, which is these last sections, these two verses, and a couple of shlokas before then. And we learn that we get freedom through knowledge of Krishna. If we get knowledge of Krishna, then we'll get freedom, we'll get liberation. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is so wonderful that he traveled all the way to the West at a very old age to give us Harinam and give us these books. Satar Salke Hai Prabhupada America Mein Gay or Harinam Ki Dwara Udar Kye Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Srila Prabhupada traveled all the way to America at such an old age in order to give us Harinam. And not only he was carrying Harinam, but he was also carrying his books, Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigamakalpaturur dalitam phalam shukumukadamitadravasam yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohorahorasikabhuvibhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, just relish this Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of all the Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable by all, including liberated souls. So this Bhagavad Gita is the ABCs of spiritual knowledge, and Srimad Bhagavatam is like graduate study. But both are important, both are transcendental. Even by Bhagavad Gita, one can attain all perfection. So in today's shloka, we're hearing Krishna make the assertion that we should endeavor, we should engage in devotional service. Jara Marana Mokshaya. If you want to get liberated from jara, from old age, and marana, death, then mokshaya, if you want liberation, then mam ashritya yatanti. Then you should make yatanti, endeavor for Krishna's ashritya. Take shelter of Krishna. I have a question for all of you. Who here wants to become free of jara, old age? You want to become free from old age? Yeah? Yeah, me too. And who wants to become free from marana, death? You want mokshaya from death? Yes, everybody. Yeah. Therefore, we need to follow Krishna's instructions. Mam asritya yatanti ye. To take shelter of Krishna. And the best way to take shelter of Krishna in Kali Yuga is to chant his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In the purport, Prabhupada talks about birth, death, disease, and old age. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam. He says they affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. See, Krishna explains in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Dihino smin yatadehe, Komaram yovanam jara tatade hantara praptir dirhas tatrahana muyati. Dihino smin yatadehe. That the dehi, the atma, is passing in the dehe, in the body, from komaram yovanam jara, from birth, little boy, chotabacha, to yovanam, to a youth, strong youth, to jara, to old age. Komaram yovanam jara. Tatade hantara praptir. At the end of this life, another deha, praptir, they'll get another body. Diras tatra na muyati. A sober person, one who is dira, he's not bewildered by such a change. So, material body, and getting another material body, again and again, it means janma, mrityu, jara and vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. And even if you acquire some wealth or some good mundane education or some beauty or some fame, you can't take it with you into your next material body. One time there was a Christian lady. She got, her husband told her, when I die, I want you to go to the bank and take all my money, put in an envelope and bury it with me in my coffin. And she said, but my husband, how will I manage? She said, God will take care of you. You just do this. So she told her friends about this, and her friend said, how you can do that? How you survive? You shouldn't do it. So the day came when her husband left his body, and there was a funeral, and he was in the coffin. And the day before the funeral, she went to the bank. And all of her friends knew, and they, just when they were about to close the coffin, she ran with an envelope and put it into the coffin and closed, the coffin was closed and buried, and the dirt was put on and the coffin was buried. And everyone was crying. And her friends came to her. How could you do this? How could you do this? You put this envelope in the coffin. What happened? So she said, oh, I went to the bank. I took out all of his money in a check. And I put the check in the envelope. And I put the envelope in the coffin. And I buried it. If he can cash it, he can spend it. So in this way, this way we understand it. Even though we get another material body, we acquire so many things in this body, we can't take it with us in our next birth. So it behooves us that we should not aspire to get another material body, but we should be very careful to get a spiritual body at the end of this lifetime. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. We want a body that's Sat Chit Ananda, filled with eternity, filled with knowledge, and filled with bliss. And that goal will best be accomplished by constantly, 24 hours a day, engaging in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In the purport to text number 30, Prabhupada mentions how persons, they get transcendental association. And by transcendental association, they're greatly benefited. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrikoi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That by associating with saintly persons, sadhus, even for one lava matra, one small amount, 1/11th of a second, then one gets all perfection. And what is that perfection? We gain more and more enthusiasm for devotional service. Utsahan nishayat dhayat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat satovite. Shadbhir Bhaktir Prasidati. That Rupa Goswami explains that there are six very, very powerful processes to help us move forward in bhakti. Utsaha, nischayat, dharyat, enthusiasm, determination, and patience. Tat tat karma pravartanat, engaging in devotional service like shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam. Tat tat karma pravartanat, jana sangha, giving up the association of worldly minded persons, and sato vritte, following the path of saintly persons, shadvinam priti lakshanam. Then we get these six perfections to help us in bhakti. And by associating with devotees, then we become more and more enthusiastic for these six principles. It's like when you go to the stock market, and there's so much exchanges going on. Everyone gets excited. Everyone's enthusing everyone. So similarly, we come here to the temple, which is the spiritual stock exchange, where the commodity is devotional service and the currency is faith, shraddha. And in this way, we exchange amongst each other. And the most valuable thing is to give each other enthusiasm to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So therefore, in conclusion, the seventh chapter is very, very wonderful in that it covers so many different aspects of devotional service. It's the beginning of the middle six chapters, the most rahasyam, the most guhyam, most secret chapters of Bhagavad Gita. And by understanding the essence of this, is that by practicing devotional service, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna will give us knowledge. And by that knowledge of Krishna, we can get liberation. And the most important aspect of that knowledge is to perform yajna. And Krishna is the yajna purush. He's the most. We're going to hear about three different things: Adi Bhuta, Adi Daivam, and Adi Yajnam. This is coming in tomorrow. And Adi Yajna means that Krishna, he's the master of all yajnas. And of all yajnas that Krishna is the master of, the most important in Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'd like to thank all of you for your kind attention this evening. We're very grateful to all of you. Thank you so much for listening so carefully and encouraging me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.